Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
3-2. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Cut fastball. 12 strikeouts for Crochet in his last inning of work. He strikes out the side. Oink, oink.
0-2. Aroldis is ready. He throws.
Swing and a miss. He got him. Ball game over. The Red Sox win 2 of 3 in Atlanta. Garrett Crochet, the definition of an ace, and a breakout weekend for Trevor Story. The Red Sox beat the Braves 3-1. All around great team win here today.
It was kind of shocking that he had this 250-pound pig on his lap.
Oink! Oink!
I guess that's what we're doing with Garrett Crochet starts, I guess. I didn't realize that.
I mean, he's a 3-time Hoss of the Week. We've had to retire it, but there are conflicting kind of nicknames or monikers for
oink,
Garrett Crochet.
Oink!
Okay. I mean, a great outing out of Garrett Crochet yesterday. It's been a phenomenal season for Garrett Crochet. Not that it's been a great Red Sox season. 12 Ks, 7 innings. I believe 112 yesterday was a career high, if I'm not mistaken. I thought I heard that on the broadcast yesterday. Good thing they kept him to 85 in that one start against the Mets.
Oh, I know.
Huh?
They saved him.
Well, like, his next start, he's going to have to be 85, isn't he?
Probably. You would think, because he went 108, 112 in the next two. So they're probably going to have to limit the third
70 pitches next start.
Yeah, seriously.
So this is another thought that I had.
Skip him. Don't even have him pitch.
So this was weeks in the making, but just the more we've thought about the 85 pitches after they really needed them, and what came out was Garrett Crochet doesn't want to know, right? Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to know when it's going to be a short start for him. So that would mess with him. Wouldn't it now, going forward, always mess with him then?
Right. He's like, am I getting pulled?
Is today the day?
Am I going 112? Am I throwing the most pitches
so
I've ever
thrown?
So you have
no idea? It's one thing if it's like, oh,
it'd screw with me.
It's like a one-off. No, he doesn't know.
Credit to him. It would screw with me, though, yeah.
It would. Now, obviously, nothing affected him yesterday. Not even the Braves. Like, he dominated them. But yeah, going forward, at least in the back of his mind, he's got to know, like, maybe this is the time that they're going to come out and get me. I don't know.
Maybe. Red Sox do take 2 out of 3, and it's hour 2, Jones and Keefe, here on WEEI. We'll get you a Dork Minute at 11:45. Netflix with a flood of announcements over the weekend, including Stranger Things, which we'll get to coming up later on this hour. We'll get back to the Patriots as well. They have OTAs today. Media will be present. So we'll see if Drake May takes a step forward. We'll let you know if Steph Diggs is actually in attendance. My guess is no.
Okay.
But he did post himself in full uniform on Instagram today, right?
Yeah, he had an Instagram story today where it's just like him. First of all, he has like a little like a message. June 1st today, so that was really from yesterday, I guess. And I pray new blessings, new money, good health, and positive vibes all month.
Nice.
Heart emoji.
Nice.
And then, yeah, there's like a close-up of him catching a football wearing his Patriots jersey and helmet.
Okay.
That's something.
If that means he's showing up, great. Good for him. I want him out there. McDaniel's scheduled to speak later on this hour as well. We'll see what he has to say about Diggs, May, the offense, etc.
Oh, real quick, so people don't get the pig thing?
Yeah.
On text line?
This is Lou who started
Lou
this, right?
Maloney called him a pig.
Because
he's got filthy stuff.
He's nasty.
Yeah, pigs maybe. Are...
Oink! Oink!
I think I got filthy stuff.
One more time, Nick. Let me just get that one more time.
Oink! Oink!
I don't... I mean, I was going to say, I don't know if it's going to catch on, but it kind of already has caught on. It kind of already has.
Was that like when Jones would show up to the Northeastern bars and say,
oink, oink?
No.
Who's coming home with Jones?
No.
Oink, oink.
I wish. I would have taken it. Let's reenact. Can we reenact Keith at the Lobster Bar on Friday? Can we do that?
Oink, oink.
Thank you.
Sometimes you got to speak the language. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, as the text line points out.
But yeah, so he's filthy. So for Lou, he's a pig. For us, he's a big guy, so he's a hoss.
As the text line.
It's different farm animals.
The text line points out. Sounds like the Red Sox won the pennant. No.
They won that game.
Just a series against
Still
Atlanta.
Still three games under 500.
Which, good for them.
Which they never were a year ago.
Nope.
They were never three games under. And so they just beat the Braves 2 out of 3. The Braves can't hit for all their guys that they have. Good Lord. But, yeah, so they do take 2 out of 3. So I guess that's a step in the right direction because you had lost 5 in a row. You've been a mess.
But we've been here before. We thought taking 2 out of 3 against the Mets was significant, although that ended on a real down note. We were just referencing the Crochet game
with
85 pitches. They took 2 out of 3 back-to-back series, Texas and Kansas City. So, I mean, we've been here before. I'm happy they took 2 out of 3. I'm happy Crochet was awesome. I'm happy Trevor Story seems to be waking up a touch.
No, don't buy in on that.
Okay, I'm not.
He's going to have one good week. He might be good tonight, and then it's going to fizzle away.
It's not predictive of anything.
No.
But let's give him credit for what he did over the weekend. He had a good weekend.
He smacked a couple of balls hard.
Okay.
That's it.
He knocked in all their runs yesterday.
I know, but he stinks.
Okay.
And if anybody gets hey, they got Trevor Story back, they do not.
I'm not saying that.
I know. I'm just letting the people know.
I'm just giving him credit for what he did over the weekend. That's all.
That might just be isolated to the weekend. It might be the Atlanta ballpark, the Atlanta air. That's it.
I don't think it's carrying over to anything.
No.
But I will give him credit for how he hit over the weekend.
Trevor Story's back.
I put a team in my back, dude.
Yeah, it's Trevor Story postgame.
For 2 weeks.
Yeah, anyway,
I'm out.
For 2 games.
Yeah. I'm sorry, 2 games is what I meant to say.
Because that was his first year with the Red Sox. He had like all of his production in like 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway. So, no, I mean, I'll take the 2 out of 3. And Crochet was awesome yesterday. He was terrific. He's got an ERA under 2,
but
he's a pig out there. But the team is still like 500 in his starts.
Well,
that's the problem.
Yeah. Well, I was just saying, the team is underachieving in general. They're bad in his starts. Not really his fault. He's had one iffy start, maybe two iffy starts.
He's like deserved to lose. Honestly, yeah, he had 2 games where he gave up 4 runs.
We were at one of them.
Yeah, the Seattle game. And then he had a Toronto game, which was his third start of the year.
Okay. So they can't score. The team is underachieving. I was going to say, even lost in all of the taking 2 out of 3, Craig Breslow on the trip. Should we read into that in any way, shape, or form? Breslow on the trip, speaking to the media, right? That was in Atlanta where he spoke with the media, I believe, right? Yeah, thumbs up from Nick. So he's on the trip. He's talking, which is all right. I mean, I know he talks here every other week in the front office report with the Greg Hill Show. You can check it out on the Odyssey app if you missed any of Craig Breslow last week. But I just find that interesting anyway, where Breslow is on the trip, and now he's being asked about all these various moves. He's asked about Cora as well. But here's what he said about any impending roster shakeup over the weekend.
I try to be rooted in doing what's best for the team in every decision that I make, whether that is a personnel decision, a transaction, a conversation. And that's what will continue to guide us. And so if we get to a place where we feel like shaking something up is the right thing for the team, obviously I need to be prepared to do that. But also, I'm not one to kind of scapegoat any individual. We've got 26 guys. We've got a coaching staff that all care deeply about turning this around and making sure we're winning games. And my job is to help support that and push that in any way that I can.
Okay. A whole bunch of nothing there from Breslow.
No, the offense still stinks. Like, you scored 3 runs yesterday, and you got the win because Crochet was awesome. You didn't score many runs at all in the series. So, yeah, you're fortunate to take 2 out of 3, and if you start stacking series, like, that's how you get back into things. And there's obviously a long way to go in the season, but they can't hit. You have the best minor league player in the world playing for Worcester right now, and you won't call him up. I understand that he's rooted to making the best decisions for the team. I can't find the other side of it with Anthony. Like, with every argument, maybe you can maybe see the other person's side, or you can see why a move either is made or isn't made. You're like, I don't agree with it, but I sort of get it. This is one where I don't get it at all. Like, there's no reason to have Roman Anthony not with the Major League Club on June 2nd.
Well, the Red Sox have what? Until the end of the day before we're going to take matters into our own hands?
That's right.
I mean,
we're going to have to go back to Worcester.
We've been warning you for the better part of a week, Red Sox.
That's right.
to figure something out. They're back at home today. It's the Angels tonight. Is that right?
Angels, the Halos.
Okay, and the Yankees are looming. So it's a big week around here. We've been letting you know for about a week now that if you don't call them up on your own, the Royals, by the way, are calling up their top prospect. You see this?
Yo, I saw that.
And the Red Sox did make a move, right? They're calling up an outfielder, aren't they?
Are.
Oh, wait.
Yeah,
did they, what, is it Anthony?
No.
Who?
Nate Eaton.
Nate Eaton.
Is that Adam Eaton's brother? Or maybe Mark Eaton's brother. Remember Mark Eaton?
Could be Mark.
7'4" and a big grizzly beard.
Do I remember Mark Eaton? I think we talked about him last week.
Yeah, probably.
He probably comes up once a week. All right, if he were still playing, Hoss him every
Hoss
week.
Of the week.
That guy was a Hoss.
Yeah, I think they called up, I think it was Nate Eaton.
Yeah, Nate Eaton.
Yes, it is.
Okay, nice. So they're calling up. They're calling up an outfielder.
Yeah.
They're not calling up Roman Anthony. It was like the Red Sox and Royals, two of the top prospects in baseball, holding out on calling these guys up. It's like a staring contest to make sure they don't call guys up too early to win Rookie of the Year so that they lose a year of service time or accrue a year towards free agency and they have to pay these guys more money down the line, which is so cheap that you're even dealing with prospects the way the Royals are. But they're calling their guy up.
Nate Eaton's played in 72 career big league games. He's 28 years old.
Okay.
He's a career 201 hitter.
Okay, so north of 200.
201.
Might honestly help the offense the way it's going.
Well, it's like that Jamie Westbrook guy they called up last year. He was in the minors for 11 years.
Yep, he was. Yep, good story, though.
So he's
one dong.
Not Roman Anthony. One career dong?
One career dong.
Nice.
Yep. Left the yard in a hurry, though.
So
yeah, they called him up and the reactions were great. It's like, sorry, you guys understand you can call people up from Worcester. Like you've made that transaction.
You do know you pick that you up can the do phone. It. You can call up an outfielder.
Yeah, but Anthony's
just
not ready.
Not the top prospect in baseball.
Anthony's not ready.
So look, Worcester plays on Wednesday. Day game on Wednesday. We may just have to take matters in our own hands and go get the guy.
I'm in.
Okay. All right. So let's it's up to you, Red Sox. Mm-hmm. You've been warned. We've been warning you for the better part of a week. That's not the only thing Breslow said. You catch this as well? Breslow gave Cora a vote of confidence.
Oh,
which
boy.
I would say normally is a little scary for a manager and or coach.
Yeah, you never want to hear it.
He said, we have a lot of confidence in Alex's ability to lead this group. That doesn't mean that we don't have conversations every day about what he might be missing or what more we can do. But we obviously made a commitment to Alex. We're going to see that through. Right now, it's about making sure we're doing everything we can to enable 26 guys, blah, blah, blah.
26 guys, yeah.
I thought he said something about the full 3 years remaining on his contract. Maybe I made that up. But anyway, a vote of confidence for Alex Cora.
That's to see this through, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We made a commitment to him, and we're going to see this through.
Got it.
It's like,
So you think that's bad news for Cora, the vote of confidence from Breslow?
I think the vote of confidence is always a bad sign.
I think it's bad news he's on the trip. Like, that's bad news for the whole team. Like, impending shakeups, doing something with the manager. Like, why is Breslow even there? It's not, I know GMs will make trips periodically. Dombrowski used to do it. I feel like Bloom never did it. I don't think Breslow usually
Bloom
does it.
Bloom famously didn't even go during the trade deadline. Mm-hmm. Like Bloom wasn't even there for that.
Mm-hmm.
So is it too early for real trades? Because that's one reason to be on a trip. The call-ups and things like that, I don't know if it's as important for him to be there. Because you would think if he's moving on from somebody, hear it from him. Like that's a professional thing. But yeah, I don't know. It's just like, I really want to go to Atlanta. Really want to take in a game down there.
Let's go see Acuña in person.
Yeah, maybe.
It's true.
Let me give you another negative with Cora this weekend.
All right.
He pulled a Mayo. He pulled a Gerard Mayo this weekend. I don't know if anybody noticed it. But Gerard Mayo famously was like, yeah, we're going to bench Ramondre Stevenson, and then he started a game. Remember that?
I do.
End of the year. Alex Cora said Christian Campbell was going to get a game at first base in Atlanta.
What happened? Likely
Sunday. Yeah. And Campbell did not play first base in any of the three games in Atlanta.
What happened?
Yeah, you had to get Toro in there.
Had to get Toro.
He's been good.
Toro actually has been pretty good. He had two hits yesterday. But Toro was your first baseman and cleanup hitter yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And so Campbell, we thought, was going to play first. We thought maybe this is...
Why say he was going to play at first? Like, you didn't have to announce it a week in advance. You didn't have to do that. That's a Mayo.
He is Gerard Mayo.
That was a Gerard Mayo-esque move to be like, he's playing at first on Sunday in Atlanta. That's what he's doing, and then you don't do it. It looks like your communication is horrible, which, as we know...
it's the worst.
We know it is.
It's the worst of the four teams in the city, I would say. The communication's a mess. It's what sort of got you into this whole situation to begin with, going all the way back to your communication with Devers in the offseason, and what should have been a really exciting offseason with all these big additions ended up getting kind of smeared by the relationship there with Devers. Him not being, pissed about going to DH. Now the whole thing bleeds into the season. He won't play first base. And now you're trying to deal with that while the team is losing. Pitchers don't know how many pitches they're going to start. Guys don't know what position they're going to play.
Right.
So if he's telling us Campbell's playing first, did he tell him? Did he not? Like, what's the communication with him? I can't imagine good.
Terrible. $10 shake in the Twitch chat. Oh, my God. Cora changed his mind. You wonder why coaches don't talk to you, jabronis. Well, I did talk to Cora for a year.
Yeah, he did.
He didn't like it.
I think he pulled the plug on that.
It could have been 2 years.
Yeah.
He
pulled a Raycroft.
He chose to pull a Raycroft. That's true. Yeah. We talked to some coaches last year, Keith.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't want to be here.
I think it speaks
Springer
to
Springer and Van Pelt and everybody else. We talked to some coaches.
Oh, are we doing the coordinator series again?
Ooh, I wouldn't
Springer
hold my...
Springer sounded like he wanted to be here.
No, you know what? The Spring Dog.
Springer did.
Yeah, Springer's on.
Springer volunteered to talk to us, actually.
That guy gets it.
We had him on more than anybody else.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Definitely.
But Van Pelt and Covington, not so much.
No, I think it speaks to the bigger issue that they don't even know what they're doing.
Thank you. It's not that he changed his mind. I don't care that that was the plan and then they changed their minds. It's that they announced the plan. They announced it was the plan and then didn't do it.
Yeah.
That looks, again, dysfunctional and or Mayo-esque. Maybe there's some overlap there in those two things.
Because he still played in the game, so it wasn't like Campbell was a scratch or anything like that.
What do you think happened? Why didn't he play on Sunday?
Maybe they felt like he wasn't ready.
Is there any chance he's like, I'm not doing it?
No.
No?
No. No. Based on everything we know about the guy.
Based on everything we know about this team?
He's a happy-to-be-there guy. Remember the story at the beginning of camp? Like, he was shocked he didn't even have a roommate, like, on the road?
So zero chance. He said, I'm not doing it.
He plays
zero.
Second, center, and left, and he's been asked to take grounders at first, and he's done it.
Uh-huh.
And he's hitting every spot in the order.
But he had played second in the outfield. He's never played first base.
Well, I mean, he's played three positions. Why not make it four?
Okay, I'm just
he's taking grounders, though, right? Is Devers taking grounders at first?
No.
So Devers has said no.
Yeah.
Campbell, I don't think, has said no.
But did Campbell say not right now? Again, not when I say no, I don't mean he'll never play it. I mean, hey, I'm not ready. Don't put me out there. I don't want to do it. And Devers has like opened up the door for players like Christian Campbell to do that.
I don't.
You're
think
saying
so.
Okay.
I don't think that's the case.
Okay. I don't think so. Fine.
Oh, with this zero? Team, you could. I mean, anything is a possibility with this team.
Okay. Thank
you. It's definitely could have crept in there a little bit, but that would be my guess is either Cora or Breslow, who, as you said, is on the trip, so maybe he's a little bit more hands on this trip with what's going on with everything with the club. Maybe he kind of weighed in on that, but I would say it was not a Campbell decision.
Okay. Mass Live had an update over the weekend on Rafi Devers. I guess, is it the Ortiz golf tournament? Is that what's going on right now?
Oh, I have Ortiz talking about this.
Okay, Brad, I was looking at pictures of it. I mentioned this to Nick. Let me play Ortiz in one sec. I want to read from Mass Live first. I don't know where Ortiz was speaking. Bradfo was talking to him. Barring a change as the season goes on, Mass Live reports, Boston's decision makers do not expect Rafi Devers to pick up a glove in 2025.
I'm not surprised.
Though manager Alex Cora has publicly left the door open for Devers to eventually start getting reps at first base, privately, team officials remain very pessimistic about the chances of Devers taking the field at either corner. This week, one official expressed with some certitude that the experiment would not be happening. Unlike Campbell, again, he's not playing first either, Devers has not taken, to answer your question, Keith, a single rep at first base during pregame work this season. In recent weeks, he's not been seen taking grounders at third as he was earlier this year. So he's not even doing that.
He burned his glove.
Initially, I find this comical. And this is McAdam and Cotillo. I think they do good stuff, but I find this comical. It's the excuse from the team. Initially, it was Breslow, not Cora, who approached Devers about potentially moving to first, which led to some questions about communication within the organization.
Hmm.
But one industry source recently offered that the strategy was deliberate. Yeah, right.
Oh, they did that on purpose.
With the Red Sox purposely having Breslow and not Cora approach Devers about playing first base, the idea, the source said, was that if Devers responded unfavorably to the request, as he quickly did, the long-standing, strong relationship between player and manager would be negatively impacted and the team could still have Cora preserve an open line of communication with the club's highest paid and longest tenured member. So basically...
Yeah, I think it's been going great.
Hey, Craig, why don't you go talk to him?
Yeah.
That way, if it doesn't go well, Cora can fix it.
My hands are clean on this one.
Like, I don't think that's how
right.
it works. Get out of my face with that.
That doesn't work.
So Devers now, and I think we all could have guessed this.
Yeah.
But the team is now telling Mass Live he's not expected to move to first.
I'm shocked.
And or third base.
Yeah.
What did Devers have to say about all this,
no,
Nick? I'm sorry. Ortiz have to say about all this? No, we've heard Devers. I'm sorry. What did Ortiz have to say about all this?
If I was him, I would have put myself available for anything. But that was me. He was a third baseman that was asked to be a DH. Now all of a sudden you want him to play first base. I guess you had to give him some time for him to learn if he wanted to. Because he's doing great at the DH. You know, like, I don't want to miss that. You know what I mean? You're leading the league in RBIs. You got all your things going on as a batter. That's a good thing. So we cannot just crush the guy every time we feel like. We need to know that he's an important piece for this organization. He's doing what he was asked for. You know what I'm saying?
No, he's not.
And
I don't.
But yeah, I think he should just think about what would be better for the organization, him at first or him at CDH, and go from there. But we have to give him some time.
Have you talked to him?
I haven't talked to him about this. Yeah.
David Ortiz.
Give him some time. No, I agree. Let's give him some time. Give him some time to think about it.
Ortiz really started out by saying exactly how he felt on the matter.
Uh-huh.
I would do it.
Yeah.
David Ortiz says, I would play wherever they want me to play.
Uh-huh.
That's Hall of Famer David Ortiz. Be like, I would play wherever.
And honestly, that's most players.
It is. Yeah. And most of the guys on the current team, guys that he's played with before. But he then doesn't want to piss off Devers either. So he then turns it into, well, you did ask him to do this, that, and the other thing, but then he even ends it with, but I would think about like what's best for the team. So he tries to be nice to Devers in the middle, but like how he really feels, you could tell, was at the beginning and the end of that comment.
Yeah. Give him time, though. I agree. Yeah, more time. I mean, he's only known since February that they wanted him to move.
Right.
And he's only had, now at this point, a week plus since Bregman got hurt, and tons of time before that since Tristan Cassis got hurt. And he could have been taking ground balls the whole time. I'm sure the team asked him, but sure, give him more time.
I also love
more
how
time
they,
to think about it.
I love how he and others make going from third base to DH sound like going from like catcher to closer. Well, like you're like, what are you talking about?
What everybody misses,
you already hit,
is Devers didn't even want to go to DH, and he was wrong. He was clearly wrong about DH. He didn't want to do that. He left in a huff, and he was wrong. He's probably wrong again. Just get off your ass and move. But he won't do it mass live with further reporting, and you're right. I mean, David Ortiz doesn't sound like he really agrees with Devers, despite being complimentary of the way he's playing. 617-779-7937. We got a Dork Minute with Keith at 11:45. We'll get back to the Patriots at high noon. Any news from Josh McDaniels, who's scheduled to speak less than 10 minutes from now? We'll be sure to pass that along. And let's get to the latest trade rumor involving the Red Sox. No, it's not a prospect. It's a guy who got MVP votes a year ago, the MVP of the All-Star game, Jaren Duran. Let's get to that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Jones and Keith here on WEEI. Taking your phone call, 617-779-7937. We'll get a Dork Minute with Rich Keefe on the Netflix announcements from over the weekend. You have any more of a tease there beyond that, Keefe?
It was both shows and movies. Some stuff we knew, some stuff we did not, including some release dates. I think overall pretty good. They did like a whole shebang for it. They did like a live red carpet thing. They had Lady Gaga there.
Ooh, nice. But, I like Gaga.
No, but there's definitely some stuff I'm looking forward to seeing. So
good new Gaga album.
Is that right?
Plays a lot in the Jones household. Yeah.
No kidding.
Yes. All right. Does indeed.
Very good.
So we were discussing what happened over the weekend for the Red Sox. On the surface, it looks good. They take 2 out of 3 from Atlanta, who's been scuffling, but I think is a good ball club. I give him credit for taking 2 out of 3. Crochet was awesome. Mm-hmm. Your guy, Trevor Story, woke up.
Crushing the ball.
Still felt like a bad weekend.
Yeah.
Mass Live says Devers will not play the field. That's how the Red Sox feel about that. Now, Roman Anthony still in AAA, and they were supposed to start the Christian Campbell experiment at first base.
They did not.
And they bagged out of that in true Gerard Mayo fashion.
Yeah.
So you can jump in on all of it, 617-779-7937. Coordinators beginning to speak at Patriots OTAs. They're going to be on the field. I imagine we're going to get information of who's there, who's not there. Steph Diggs should be there today. My guess is he won't be. I forgot about this, Keith, when I mentioned his Instagram post earlier today, and maybe you or Nick even said this in passing. But apparently that wasn't a sign he's going to be there today. That was a shot at Offset.
Yeah, apparently there's a little feud going on there.
I know Wiggy talked about the overall beef between Offset, Cardi B, and Steph Diggs earlier today. That's her ex.
Sounds more like a lover's triangle.
It does. Yeah. I guess I didn't realize he said he would pass on Cardi B.
Well,
and so Steph Diggs showed him
catching a pass.
Yeah. Correct. I guess that's what people think that post was.
But he could have taken a photo of anything.
Yeah, you didn't have to do it.
He's caught a lot of passes.
Could have done it in a Bills uniform.
Could have done it in any uniform. Could have done it shirtless, like we've seen him most of the time this spring.
Yeah.
But no, he was wearing his Patriots gear. So I don't know. Maybe that does mean he's going to be here.
I hope he's there. He should be there today.
Yeah.
And for that matter, Carlton Davis as well, although I wouldn't expect either of them there today.
He's on one of those hybrid boat cars.
It is mandatory minicamp next week, so they'll all have to be here. But anyway, Zach Kaur speaking now. He's the interim D coordinator because Terrence Williams still not out there.
Terrell Williams,
still not out there. McDaniel's scheduled to speak as well. In the meantime, new Red Sox rumor.
Oh, boy.
That I didn't expect to wake up and see today.
Yeah, this would be one of the last names I would think would be involved in a rumor.
Dennis Lynn of The Athletic says that the Padres have an interest in the Red Sox, Jaron Duran. So that is one-sided reporting. They're interested.
Yeah, right. No, this isn't a Red Sox thing if you just take it at face value. But you're saying, like, all right, like, wouldn't most teams have an interest in Jaron Duran?
So what I didn't realize, and you see this in the body of the story, the Padres tried to trade for Duran a year ago during the 2024 season. Before the 2024 season. They were interested in Jaron Duran. Roman Anthony, of course, knocking on the door of getting to the big league team. Duran, 28 years old. He's only making $3.75 million this year, which he had to haggle with the Red Sox over after getting MVP votes last year. He's only under team control through 2028. However, at age 28, he's the oldest in the group of Rafaela and Abreu and eventually Roman Anthony. Maybe that would make the Red Sox more willing to trade him. Now, the question is, what would you want? I would assume starting pitching from the Padres would be what the Red Sox would want. This story seems to suggest that top catching prospect Ethan Salas might get the Red Sox to be inclined to make a deal.
So they traded Kyle Teal, so they did have a top catching prospect. But they traded him away.
Trading Duran for a prospect?
I'm not trading Duran for anything. I shouldn't say that. That's way too overboard. But I'm not trading Duran for almost anything. He was top 10 in the MVP last year. He hasn't been as good this year. But if you were ever going to trade him, you trade him after last season and you get as much as you possibly can because he is a cheap guy. So even if you have to go to arbitration or even if you give him these slight boosts, you're going to have him for really cheap. His production is way higher than what you're paying him. He's your leadoff hitter. He plays every day. You can ping pong him between center and left. When Roman Anthony comes up, he can play center. That's fine. He isn't having as good of a year as he did last year, but I would expect him to sort of come out of that at some point. And you'd be selling a little bit lower, too, based on the season that he's having.
Agreed.
So if you're so quick to move, if you're going to trade him in June, or even let's say at the deadline in July, well, what was the point of that for 3 months? Like, if it was in your mind to trade him, you probably could have gotten a ton this offseason.
Well, I mean, let me defend the team on that to a degree. Okay. Like, your team's underachieving. You thought you'd be better. You thought your pitching staff might be better. And so now it's Garrett Crochet and nothing after Garrett Crochet. Bueller was bad again over the weekend. Houck's been horrible.
Yeah.
Bayo can't pitch during the day. And so, like, what do you do? And you look at a team like the Padres. Ironically, Pivetta's having a great year for them. I believe are Cease King and why am I blanking on the other pitcher's name? But I think a lot of their pitchers are hurt.
Oh, okay.
Cease has been horrible all year.
Okay, so Cease has been bad. I thought maybe he was hurt as well. Michael King, I think, just got hurt, and Yu Darvish is the other pitcher I was thinking of. I think the Padres have pitching.
Yeah.
To defend the Red Sox on why they would trade Duran now and not coming off an MVP season, well, maybe they just thought they were a better team on paper. I definitely thought they were a better team on paper. I don't blame him for that. And so now they look at it and say, well, Roman Anthony's knocking on the door. Abreu's been good. We like Rafaela's defense, even though he falls asleep on the bases half the time. And, you know, I don't think is a great offensive player. Maybe we can get by with Anthony, Rafaela, and Abreu in the outfield, and even mixing in Christian Campbell a little more in the outfield than we expected. And we could trade Duran for some pitching, and now our team fits better together. I mean, that might be the logic.
Yeah, I guess. I would keep him. I mean, you have him under, even if you don't get an extension done with him, you have him under team control for 3 more years.
Yep.
He's already stout. Now, he won't be an all-star this year, but he proved last year that he's an all-star caliber player. I think he's a big, like, I think he's important to the team now. If they're going to turn around now, he's going to be a part of it. And then if they do anything going forward, I think he's going to be in the center of it. So I would not trade him for a pitcher off the Padres.
Okay. You would not do that. I wouldn't do it either. I definitely wouldn't do it for a prospect. But, Keith, we have some breaking news at Patriots OTAs. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program.
This is breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by the BetMGM Network. For all your betting needs, check out the newly rebranded BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app or locally on WEEI AM 850.
Okay, McDaniel, speaking to the media, says Steph Diggs is here.
All right.
And practicing today.
Hell yeah.
Okay, good. I feel vindicated for saying he should have been here last week.
Steph Diggs in the house.
Number one, good for him. Should be there. I'm happy he's out there. That is a sign that they're not going to cut him. They're not going to move on from him. And I'm happy that he's there. He should be there. Good. Great, great, great news on that front. Why do you, now, so great. Give him credit.
I like that.
Separate thought.
Maybe it wasn't an offset. Response.
Well, maybe not.
He's wearing a Pats uniform.
Why is he here now when he couldn't be bothered to show up last week? Did he get shamed into it?
I don't know.
Did the Patriots strong arm him into it? Did the flood of reporting last week, and it was a lot of reporting about they don't owe him this and they could cut him for that and blah, 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 blah. Was that a public pressure campaign to get him to show up? If so, good.
I mean, it worked if that's the case.
But why?
He's there now.
Why is he here now when he wasn't here last week? I'm curious to that answer. But regardless of what that answer is, I'm happy he's here. That's good.
Do you think Diggs wasn't here last week because it was Diggs' decision, Vrabel's decision, already a made decision prior to all the stuff that came out? Like, he just, hey, this is one that I'm not going to be.
Here's what I think, but I don't know. Yeah. I think it was Diggs' call.
Okay.
Chris, this morning, during his lead, said he's heard that Kraft was upset. Vrabel sounded very upset.
Yeah.
I know Breer at one point said last week maybe Vrabel asked him not to show up. That didn't sound like that to me. That doesn't ring true listening to Vrabel. My real answer is I don't know. But my guess is he didn't want to be here, and now he's here.
If you want to read into quotes, which is what we do.
Yes.
So Phil Perry wrote just simply that Diggs is here, according to Josh McDaniels. And as Phil writes, Diggs hasn't been here for the entirety of the optional portion of the schedule, but McDaniel says he's been keeping up on the information he's been given. Quote, I'm not concerned about Steph in that regard. But does that mean he's,
he's
concerned in some regard?
Yes, yes, yes. In that regard, I'm not concerned, but
But in other regards.
There's lots of other regards that I'm very concerned about.
I
like you reading into that.
I don't know.
That's interesting.
I mean, one thing with Steph Diggs, though, is, and not to compare him to player, although Chad Ochocinco was really good at one point, but Ochocinco played for one team his whole career, had to learn a new playbook and couldn't, just like melted down. Diggs, one benefit that he has is he's played for multiple teams, multiple quarterbacks, multiple coordinators. So if that is something that people are considering outside of the knee, outside of the stuff on the boat, like, can he pick up another offense? Like, yeah, he's proven that he can do that.
So I wouldn't be concerned about him picking up the offense per se. Another reason he should be out there.
Or just chemistry with Drake May.
That would be more my concern. Yeah. More so than learning the offense, which I always think is wildly overrated. You know, people, oh, it's so hard to learn this, and it's like a different language. I don't think it is. If Gronk could figure it out, everybody should be able to figure it out. So I don't really think it's that. I love the quote from Drake May last year. People like to overcomplicate football.
Yes.
And so I tend to believe that all that stuff is overblown, but the chemistry stuff with May I think is important.
Definitely.
Now, Diggs is present. Is he going to be out there, like, running routes? I highly doubt that.
No, I don't. Think so.
So how much can he really work on the chemistry with May is my point. But
even just getting to know him, you know, like, I think even in, like, those quarterback documentaries or those wide receiver documentaries, like, they talk about that stuff all the time.
Keith,
like,
he's
getting to know those guys.
He said that in his introductory press conference.
Yeah,
he said
that's right. He did
it's,
too.
It's important to get to know guys off the field. And it's important to have a relationship with your quarterback off the field. Like, he said that.
Yeah, okay. So and his words himself.
And he blows off OTAs.
Wow. One time. He's back now.
One time.
He's back now.
So look, here's the thing.
Sky's the limit. Playoffs are back on.
Here, it's now clear.
1,000 yards.
It's now clear what happened last week. I get it, and I'm okay with it. The Patriots got him to show up good. I'm okay with this, but it's clear what happened. The Patriots put the word out they were pissed about Diggs not being there. They let everybody, Bedard, Giardi, Reese, Florio, Breer, others, they let them all know that Diggs wasn't safe, and they were ready to not pay him a dime.
He has what, 15% chance he's going to get cut
if
according
he did,
to Giardi.
If
now,
he didn't show up.
There he is.
And so they made sure they got that out there. Diggs heard about it. Diggs's people heard about it, and now Diggs is here. Good. I'm happy he's here. It's unfortunate it came to that level, but hopefully this is all just a big nothing burger. Diggs is here. He's out there, if not week one, early in the year, and he's productive on offense. But I do think now we know
that's
why he's here. They threatened his money, so he showed up.
Well, that's a good thing to threaten, I guess. Threaten something, that'll get your attention.
It would get me to show up.
Yeah, yeah.
I can tell you that right now.
So that's good. So Diggs is there. We'll find out what, if anything, that he's really doing on the field. And then next week, I think we're going to be there, and we'll see Steph Diggs in person, right?
I believe.
That's the plan?
I believe
tentative
the plan is. Right. Tentative.
Tentative plan.
I believe the plan is we'll be there Monday for mandatory minicamp. 617-779-7937. We got all your thoughts there, and we have a hashtag Dork Minute with Rich Keefe next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I think about that night all the time. The night it came for you. All of this started.
Everything changed. We failed. But we need to be ready.
Oh, we have the Stranger Things final season coming up this year, Jones. That's right. The Netflix ta-dum special. They've been doing this now a couple years.
I'm such an idiot. I saw this red carpet last night.
Is that what that is?
I didn't know. I did not know that's what that.
I thought it was an acronym.
Yeah, I had no. I saw T-U-D-U-M. I had no idea what that was.
Ta-dum.
Ta-dum.
So every time you turn
I'm
on Netflix.
I'm so stupid. I had no idea what that was.
That sound plays.
Got it.
And then, yeah, so HBO has like their sort of thing that plays.
Sure.
Like that little, like the fuzz, like the TV kind of turning on.
The static, yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah, and then
you immediately think of the Curb Your Enthusiasm thing. That's them.
Wow.
And then usually...
It just blew my mind.
Yeah.
Wow.
So the Netflix ta-dum. So they, I didn't really watch all this. They did like a big like red carpet thing, like a big event. A lot of these either streaming services or like Disney will do like a big like, hey, here's all the stuff we have coming out in the next, and sometimes like couple of years. But some of like one of the biggest announcements was Stranger Things season 5, the final season. I don't know if people are still on board with this. I am. I love this show. This is, to me, it's an all-timer. They're going to do volume 1 at the end of November, volume 2, Christmas, the finale, New Year's Eve.
Come on, that is...
Oh, they are stretching this
that
out.
That is really milking it.
Somebody had a great tweet.
Three of them?
That's right. Like, now, I don't even know what volume 1 and volume 2, they didn't say. That could be, I don't know how many episodes that is. But the last season, they did like long episodes with a massive budget that they put into this thing. But it's a kids' show. They've been filming the show for a while.
Yeah, how old are these kids?
Kids ain't kids.
Yeah.
So somebody had a great tweet over the weekend. They're like, early look at Stranger Things season 5, and it was the cast of Wet Hot American Summer. Like when they did, like, they were all super old.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see how this this pays off, but it's been a great series. It was like a big time hit. I don't think people expected it to be as good as it was the first season. And since then, I've enjoyed it quite a bit. Squid Game? You went on Squid Game at all?
You know what? I haven't seen it, but that's a show I might go back and watch.
Try Squid Game. Now, it's subtitles or dub.
Yeah, I'm a dub guy.
Dub guy?
You tend to miss a lot of the context when you listen dub, but I don't like to read along. I'm not watching the screen when I'm reading along. I'm reading the subtitles.
So when I first watched Squid Game Season 1, it, for some reason, defaulted to dubbing, and it was wildly aggravating and distracting. So
it's
I had
not,
to switch
I'm not
it.
Telling you. Neither option is good.
Neither option is good.
I just, I'm a dub guy. Yeah.
So Season 1's excellent. Season 2 wasn't as good, but I liked it enough to where I'm looking forward to Season 3, which starts... on June 27th, so that comes right out. Another movie, the Knives Out series with Benoit Blanc as portrayed by Daniel Craig.
Don't sleep on Tengway in this. Tengway's in these,
Gary
right?
Tengway yeah. did star in the first one.
The first one, I'm sorry, yeah.
Sadly, he was not in the second one.
Oh, boy.
Only Benoit Blanc carries over. There's a new cast.
Got it.
Even for this third one. So there's a third one called Wake Up Dead Man, a Knives Out mystery, December 12th.
Oh.
Right to your home.
Nice.
Right on Netflix. We got Frankenstein, a Frankenstein movie by Guillermo del Toro.
Ooh.
So Oscar Isaac is going to play Dr. Frankenstein. Jacob Elordi from such TV shows as Euphoria.
Okay.
With Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, I've
they
been,
have a couple of
I've been meaning
scenes.
To go back to watch that, but I've not seen that. They have some good scenes.
Yeah, he doesn't need to buy her bathwater soap. He does not need
he
it.
He lived it.
He sure has.
Okay.
Probably has some left over. So he plays the monster. And then Mia Goth is also in it.
The Frankenstein.
The monster.
Oh, okay.
The doctor's name is Frankenstein.
I see.
Some would argue, Jones.
Frankenstein's monster. It's a good point. Yeah.
The doctor, in fact,
is
the true monster.
Good point.
Not to get too in-depth into what,
if you really
what it really all means.
Think about it. That's a good point.
Kind of trying to create man, trying to create life in a not-so-natural way.
No.
And then I think the monster goes out there and murders a lot of people as well, by the look of this thing. But I like Guillermo del Toro movies. This comes out in November.
Okay.
So they got that one. Wednesday is the Adam's Family TV show.
This is a show I did watch. I did watch the first
season. Good show, right?
I like Wednesday, yeah.
Jenna Ortega.
Mm-hmm.
So this is coming back soon. I think it may be August. It's coming back. Also, Happy Gilmore 2. Another extended trailer.
I watched the trailer for this.
Yeah,
I guess an extended trailer.
Excited?
I don't know how excited I was beforehand, but I was definitely less by the end of the trailer. You're the Sandler guy back there, Billy. What'd you
Billy's
think?
Billy's in on
you
Happy Gilmore.
You see the extended trailer?
I did.
Okay.
I mean, it hasn't changed, but I'm still going to watch it.
No, I'm not saying you're going to watch it regardless.
I just worry that it's one of those things where it's like we watch and we go, okay, so those were just the funny parts.
Well, that, and it seemed like a lot of just we're redoing the same exact jokes from
berries.
The first. Yeah, there was too much of that
for
my
he broke Chubbs' hand shaking it.
The track record
I did like that part. It's like, let me go get some Gorilla Glue.
Classic comedy, let's wait 20 years or 30 years and make a sequel. I don't know if it's ever worked.
No.
Super Troopers, Dumb and Dumber. What else? There's been more. They've gone back to the well on these.
They're all very forgettable.
They've made like three more Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Yep.
Was there a lot of wait between the first and second Anchorman?
Oh,
that was a long
probably
gap.
A shorter
distance.
Not this long.
I didn't
mind the second Anchorman, but I have the first one to enjoy.
That's right. You got to go back to back, like Ace Ventura 2.
Yeah.
That's when you're still in that sweet spot.
Still hot.
Yeah. It's new jokes. Yeah. If you take it to a new place, you go to Africa for that one.
Right,
you have
to
go to a new location.
Sure.
Then it crushes. All right. And last thing, Jones, they also announced a new Matt Damon, Ben Affleck movie.
Hell yeah.
The two of them together again.
Nice. Oh, Good Will Hunting 2. I would watch that.
I would definitely watch that. Applesauce, bitch. They actually kind of did that in Jay and Silent Bob.
They did, right? Yeah.
It's called The Rip. R.I.P. is all in capitals. A group of Miami cops, so not Boston.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe they're
kind of out.
Yeah, maybe.
Kind of out.
They might be snowbirds.
Maybe, maybe they relocated from Boston.
They must have originally been
it's
from
a
Boston.
Group of Miami cops.
We're cops.
Discovers
we're cops in Miami.
A stash of millions in cash.
Yeah.
Leading to distrust as outsiders learn about the huge seizure, making them question who to rely on.
Nice.
Matt Damon, Ben Affleck were both in the attendance at this ta-dum. Stephen Young is also going to be in this, as is Kyle Chandler.
I still can't believe I didn't
the
get
ta-dum.
That. I still can't believe
who's the moron now? You guys were making fun of me about those hybrid boats. You guys didn't know the ta-dum.
Score one for Keith, because I had no idea. Until you said it, I had no idea.
This movie comes out January 16th of 2026.
Right, I'm in.
They're getting
I'm in on that,
Yeah, it was a nice little night.
Boston cops in Miami.
Yeah.
It's got to be. I don't care what they said. That's what it's got to be.
Also, speaking of Netflix, this week, Tires Season 2 comes out.
Uh-huh.
One of the best comedies of the last 5 years, starring Shane Gillis. The first season's only 6 episodes, and it's like 22-minute episodes.
So I can rip that by the end of the week.
You can watch that tonight.
Okay.
It's like 2 hours.
Okay. You know what the Jones family watched last night on Netflix?
I don't.
And I was missing out on the whole ta-dum red carpet.
Blippi and Mika?
No. But I heard Greg and Courtney and Wiggy talk about this last week. The American Manhunt, the Osama bin Laden. Do you watch that?
I'm only one episode in.
Okay. I watched all three last night. The third one's quite lengthy, but gripping.
Sick brag, bro.
Gripping.
No, I wasn't like in the mood for it when it first came out, but like it's very the first episode anyway, very well done.
Yeah, it is. So there you go. That's a Dork Minute with Rich Keefe here on Jones and Keefe. Steph Diggs is present at OTAs. As we told you earlier this hour, we got some thoughts on that. You'll hear from Josh McDaniels on Steph Diggs coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.